Man's 20 for Brekkie and our favourite song, yes, the great Murray Happ, the late great Murray Happ and the Strawny Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven with the It's Friday song for Friday the 21st day of September. And there is a beautiful dawn starting to break out there today. Just magnificent. Mostly sunny, the Bureau says today. Just a little bit of fog and frost around the place inland. Light winds, they won't blow like they did yesterday. And up to about 21 degrees. That is what is on the menu for today. Hope you had a good Thursday. Very busy yesterday at Triple M, foot soldiering around here and getting ready for my weekend away, the annual footy trip weekend to Sydney. To see both games before the grand final, although we won't be going to Melbourne, so we'll have to watch one game on the telly. But I will be at the Roosters-Souths game tomorrow night, and it should be just a classic, considering the enormity of the game, and also it is the last game at Allianz Stadium before, or the old Sydney Football Stadium before they tear it down, which will be a little bit sad, but we've got to get with the times, and you look at what Melbourne, Perth, etc., Brizzy have got, it's time to update. So it's going to be a big night tomorrow night, let me tell you. And I'm not super confident. I think they'll give a good account of themselves, the Chooks, but gee, they're a very good side, South, so we'll wait and see. I am in the Chook pen too. I'm not in the Burrow, all right? Well, I've got the tickets, we'll see. Oh, I'm excited. Making news around the place today, let's have a look. As Hannah said in the news at 5 o'clock, now, three people have reportedly been shot dead by a female shooter at a pharmacy distribution centre in Maryland in the United States. Again, another gun-related crime in the United States. We've got further details of that coming up in our news at 5:30 here at Triple M. Now, locally, this is an awful story from yesterday. A man died and police are appealing for witnesses after a fatal crash just south of Port. About 4:35 yesterday, police were called to the Pacific Highway Lake Innes after a car believed to be a Suzuki Ignis was found alight adjacent to the northbound lanes. Now, the body of a man was found nearby. Formal identification is yet to take place. Investigations suggest the car was travelling north before it left the road and struck trees before rolling. A crime scene was established, which was forensically examined. Police from the Mid-North Coast Crash Investigation Unit are conducting inquiries into the accident and are appealing for witnesses or anyone with a dash cam to come forward. They're also appealing for the driver of a white Hyundai i30 with a partial registration of DVH that was seen travelling south in the northbound lanes of the highway at Sandcrocks to come forward. Now, several people have reported seeing this vehicle travelling on the wrong side of the road. Now, it's unclear whether this was a factor in the crash. They're also appealing for the riders of two motorcycles who were seen travelling north near the location of the crash to come forward. One was wearing a black jacket with orange sleeves. A report will be prepared for the coroner. That's terrible. Police have also charged a man over two alleged acts of indecency at two beaches in Coffs Harbour at the weekend. And today in Port Macquarie, the Settlement Point ferry will be out of service from 10 through until midday for urgent maintenance. Motorists can use the Hibbard ferry. And, of course, Bluey will give us more on that live on the spot. Rolling coverage. That's right where his little shop is, yes. In sport, it is the big one. Triple M rocks the footy from 7 tonight. The Storm and the Sharks and Cronulla captain Paul Gallen apparently out of the clash. What? Locally in sport, we've got the Barrowville Cup race meeting tomorrow. Grand finals of the Hastings Valley Junior Netball tipping off from 9 at Macquarie Park. Lots of presentations. And Tacking Point officially open their renos tomorrow at the Surf Club, along with their presentations. And yeah, lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about on the show. Coming up after 7, we'll release our top three things to do around the coast this weekend. Also, Trackside with Triple M, this great prize. You might be off to the super cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It is a sensational prize. But you're going to have to compete against one of your fellow listeners in the Triple M Turbo Tongue Twister, all right? Christy in with our shot clock. Get through today. You end up next Friday at a huge slot car race, right, with four other competitors. The winner takes all, let me tell you. They take all. Also coming up on the show today, John Michael Hollywood Housen with all the entertainment goss. The Emmys. Worst ratings of all time. We'll talk to John about that. There's $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Stephen King, Leonard Cohen, Bill Murray, and Kevin Rudd. Also, the Golden Grand Final ticket. How good is it for you and your best friend? You might be off to the biggest game of the year. Airfares, accommodation, and a whole lot of other stuff. Only Triple M club members can win. Sign up today, triplem.com.au. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Look, I'd like a quote for new carpet in three rooms, please.
Ah, no problem, Mr. Talkball. Three rooms in your house or office?
No, in my dog's kennel. The upstairs is atrocious. Perhaps one of his oysters was off. Excuse me, Mr. Talkball, I'm Mike Mundane. Oh, yes, a journalist, one of those contemptible blackguards who conspired to oust me as PM. No, I've got my other hat on. Malcolm Talkball, this is your life. What? Me? On this is your life? Well, obviously you're trying to get higher ratings. Malcolm Midas Talkball, according to your autobiography, you were born to lower-class parents in a manger at the back of the Intercontinental Hotel in Sydney.
Yes, indeed. They wouldn't let Dad's donkey in our room.
Do you recognise these voices behind the curtain?
Malcolm, join the Liberal Party.
No, Mal. Join the Labor Party.
No. Well, you join the National Party, and that sort of thing, you see.
Ah, yes, the three wise men. They knew talent when they saw it.
Yes, we scrambled over Malcolm.
Yes, my Labour Party showered him with frankincense.
And, well, us Nationals showered him with myrrh and that sort of thing.
But the Liberals won. We had the gold.
But tragedy strikes your life when your brilliant careers as a lawyer, a merchant banker and an IT businessman only make you a mere $300 million.
Yes, I regret only working part-time.
But then you enter Parliament and your life changes. Do you recognise this voice?
Look, stop the Malcolm.
Oh, God. Tony Baloney.
Despite our problems, Mal and I are great friends.
What? Well, yes, I suppose Tony was good to me. If he hadn't been such a blithering idiot, the party would never have had me take over as PM.
Look, come here.
Uh-oh. Malcolm Talkball, this is your life, and here's your book. Goodbye.
Look, give me that book.
Wow! Oh, my bottom.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Live stride.
That's a way. Are you at the till already?
Yes.
Good now. Okay, all right. He's just rung up a sale. Beautiful. Bluey, have a look at the day today. Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, but that wind's coming out of the southwest already, I tell you.
No, well, it's only going to be 10 to 15, then it's going to drop off and go southeast later. It'll be okay.
Can we trust you on that one?
Well, no.
Oh, what a shocker of a day again yesterday.
Now, what about all that rain I predicted? How'd you go?
Oh, yeah. I got three spots.
You got three spots.
Three spots somewhere.
Oh, that's one more than me. I got two, but anyway.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, that wind, I tell you what. We've had just a whole week of it now. I think it started last Friday or Saturday. And it's just continued. So we want a bit of an ease up, don't we?
Yeah, well, it started about 2 o'clock Sunday morning, didn't it? Anyway, let's be positive. I think it's going to be an okay weekend. But Monday, Bluey, I think they'll only reach about 15 where you are on Monday, and it's going to be cloudy and a 90% chance of showers. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what they're predicting. So anyway.
I want to get out of these tracky pants, mate. Oh.
Hey, listen, I tell you what, they're cheering over in Tamworth. You know what I got tipped into this morning?
Tell me.
Al from Mulloway's going there. Today.
Really?
Today.
Oh, going to Tamworth.
I'm just looking at the maps here. That's clouds are starting to build up in that area.
So yes.
We'll see. We'll see if he can do any good out there.
Climatic conditions are available.
Yeah. I said to him, I texted him back and I said, the welcome mat will be out for you along with an umbrella. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Top of the tide, bottom of the tide at midday today. Where are we going to go? The winds won't be as strong, Bluey, only 10 to 15 out of the southwest.
Okay. I'll trust you on this one. And we're out to the estuary this morning. We'll try for a flathead on prawns or white bait.
Okay.
So we can get out with this bottom of tide. We've got a running out tide. Got excellent bottom of tide late morning, and I reckon we might pick up some nice flathead if the wind stays away.
Okay. And two clubs out this weekend?
Yes, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on, 12 o'clock weighing in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. And also the Lauriston United Services Fishing Club, they've also got their monthly comp on. It's a 1 o'clock weigh in at the rear of the clubhouse. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock.
Sounds absolutely fantastic, Bluey. Now, also talking about, we'll get to the footy tab best bet in just a tick. You had a visit from KO yesterday, was that right? He didn't have the purple socks on, did he?
He had everything he got. Oh. He was a purple man, that's for sure.
Oh.
No way about that.
Now, what about the famous one he does at the famous one he does at the job sites? He has the usual check shirt on, but then as the day starts to go on, he starts peeling layers off to reveal the jumper. Was the jumper under a check shirt?
No. He had a wind cheater, storm wind cheater jacket on.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yes.
And this would have been there when it was dark and windy and cloudy. Or the storm logo would have been perfect. You should have done a location shot.
That's right.
All right. Now, given that, let's go. The Bluey Waters Footy Tab Best Bet.
I'm excited about this game. The Bluey Waters Footy Tab Best Bet. This weekend we're off to Allianz Stadium, Saturday night. The Rabbits received 1.5 start against the Roosters. They won't need it.
I'm happy with that. The kiss of death, the great Bluey Waters, the one-man Warriors supporter, is tipping south. I'm comfortable with that. You beauty. Richard the Barber is going. He's smiling as he's walking along hearing that.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, we'll have to keep the fluids up this weekend. So the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got Tui's Extra Dry 30-pack cans at $47.90 a cut.
What's that a grog, Bluey?
$1.59, thank you very much. Sip and cheer all weekend.
Sip and cheer all weekend. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Hopefully you will get some fishing in today. It's just a glorious morning. Now, we want to remind people too, Bluey, as we say, you are, if you were in, like on Sky News, be rolling coverage of the ferry today because it's right at your front door. But it's stopping at 10 o'clock through until midday for urgent maintenance. Motorists can use the Hibbard Ferry. Now, is this right? Of the ferry drivers there, one is a South supporter and one is a Roosters supporter.
That is correct.
Is this because they've had a blue on the ferry and this is why it's got to be the maintenance is going to happen? What's happening?
Well, it might be a blockade.
Yes. Anyway, the ferry's out between 10 and midday today. Bluey, I'll send you a photo from the ground. I'm interested to see. Perno's very interested to see what the $2 hot dogs look like.
Oh, how good would they be, eh? $2 hot dogs.
Yeah, now you remember Seven Pie Saturday. I wonder if we can go Seven Dog Saturday.
Oh, no.
That's in between meals, too. I'll give you the tip.
Yeah. It doesn't substitute a meal, does it?
No. Anyway, Bluey, have a great day to all the fishos out there. Get out and enjoy this beautiful morning. Thank you, Bluey.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny atop of 21 degrees for Port Macquarie. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Mid-North Coast news. Sad news coming out of the Lake Innes area. A fatal car crash occurring, seeing a man pass away at the scene. Occurring at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, police were called to the Pacific Highway, locating a vehicle on fire next to the road and the body of a man nearby. It's understood the car was travelling along the stretch before it left the road and collided with trees, causing it to roll. Information now being sought after by the Mid-North Coast Police District team, calling on any witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage to come forward. Developing the regions, tourism a focus for the Port Macquarie Hastings Council, calling on those who have had friends or relatives stay with them to give an insight. Local government holding a one-hour session to gather info at the Westport Club this coming Thursday, urging locals to register their interest by Monday. Group Manager of Economic Development and Communications, Lisa Davies, says gathering this sort of information is critical in developing the region heading into the future.
So we're currently conducting research into visitors to the region. Tourism is a very important sector for us locally. We have about 1.5 million visitors per year, and about a third of those come to the region to visit friends and relatives.
Local charity If We All Had Wings handing over another round of funding, helping families experiencing financial hardship whilst a loved one is receiving cancer treatment. The $10,000 amount being gifted to the Mid-North Coast Cancer Institute, helping families to keep up with household costs such as bills, groceries and fuel. Co-founder of the charity, Sky Petho, says cancer has a ripple effect on families, which is why it's important that relief like this is available. Emergency Preparation Week wrapping up for the Red Cross. The message over the past few days encouraging locals to be ready and plan ahead. The week being sparked as we slowly enter warmer bushfire weather, with John Richardson from the group saying preparedness is crucial.
Only 19% of people have actually talked to their neighbours and family, friends about emergencies and those sorts of things.
Now to sport. And looking ahead at horse racing action at the Port Macquarie Turf Club this weekend, and owners, trainers and jockeys all hoping to get a win on Sunday. The 7-race meet seeing the Port Cup prelude contested, the 12-horse field all looking to take out the $32,000 event. Right across the Mid-North Coast, that's the latest local news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Have a light west to southwesterly wind blowing, producing fairly clean conditions on most of our beaches this morning. In the peak of the beaches for that early to mid-morning surf will be the open beaches. We do have a small southerly swell on the open beaches. Wave size is only around that 3-foot mark, but that little southerly swell is missing most of the southern corners. The southern corners have really small waves around that 0.5 to 1 foot. We do have a low tide around noon today. High tide is around 6:30 this evening, and the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees. And now for the surf of this weekend, it looks pretty promising for waves, actually. Saturday, we're going to start off with a light offshore wind during the morning. It will turn northeast in the afternoon. The swell will be from the south. So again, those open beaches will be the pick. The open beaches will have waves around that 3 to 4 feet mark. As that northeaster blows in, that go to those northern corners. Then on Sunday, the wind's going to swing from the southwest to south. So again, the early morning surf will get the pick of the waves. The southern corners will be best waves.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Australian Today, lead story is schools row ends with $4.5 billion deal. Scott Morrison has offered an extra $4.3 billion in funding increases for the Catholic education sector over the next decade. Front page of the Telegraph says unwanted, revealed, alleged Brazil killer strangled and dumped his Sydney ex-lover in a river because she made him feel unwanted. Also, a front page of the Sydney Morning Herald, PM splashes cash to end school wars, but $4.6 billion deal provokes New South Wales backlash. The Morrison government is to create a special $1.2 billion fund for Catholic and independent school authorities to distribute as they see fit. However, the federal government's new funding plan has been rejected by New South Wales, with Education Minister Rob Stokes refusing to sign any deal that fails to treat every student in every school fairly. Those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agency. Yeah, coming up shortly, our top three things to do around the coast this weekend, and also coming up, day one of Trackside with Triple M. Yeah, this is where you could be heading to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. We'll need two competitors. It's not far away. Very funny cactus today, featuring our pollies. Today, Malcolm Talkball is gridded to This Is Your Life. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss. It's going to be a big hour. We better get going.
Stormy's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M.
Tomorrow we'll see the running of the $23,000 Barrowville Cup at the beautiful Barrowville Racecourse. It is always a great day out. I know busloads of people that are heading there. If you love your races, put on the new bag of fruit or that new dress and have a great day out at Barrowville. The Tacking Point Surf Club in Port Macquarie are having their 44th annual presentation and official opening of the renovations tomorrow at 2. What a view! And the Little Huntington Public School just west of Wauchope is turning 150. And tomorrow is a huge day of celebrations. Lots of things happening from around 10 a.m. Talking about school, who remembers Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School?
What a woman.
She is the teacher.
I know, I like teachers. Do something wrong and they could do it over again.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Stormy's Breaky Show.
Trackside with Triple M.
These guys playing for keeps, looking weaker.
Up for grabs for you and your bestie.
Let's watch, listen and learn.
Tickets to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Paddock access, campsite and merch.
Yeah, and what we've got to do is have a victor out of our two Triple Emmyans. I love that word. I just made it up.
You did, and it's awesome. Triple Emmyans.
All right. Now, they've got to say a phrase as many times as possible within 10 seconds. Now, Rob is our first competitor. G'day, Rob. How are you going?
Good morning, Mark. I'm going great. Thank you. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it sure is, buddy. And the way this works is, Christy, I've never done a promotion here at Triple M where it involves a stopwatch.
But I know, right?
We're doing one now. Rob, you must say this phrase as many times as possible within 10 seconds. Now, what's the phrase you've got there? Christy, what have you got?
Mount Panorama.
Okay.
Mount Panorama.
All right, now here we go. I'll give you a timer, Rob, in 3, 2, 1.
Mount Panorama, 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 Mount Panorama.
Okay. Rightio, Christy, our total there.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
All right, Rob, hold the line. We go to our next competitor on the grid, which is Jimmy on the other side of Wauchope. G'day, Jimmy. How are you, champ?
Yeah, good. Joining yourself, buddy.
All right, mate. You have 10 seconds to say Mount Panorama as many times as possible. All right, your time, Jimmy, starts now.
Mount Panorama, 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 Mount Panorama.
There it is. Okay, how many times, Christy?
That's pretty close. 15.
15.
So that means
Rob is it.
Rob's our winner.
Rob's our winner. Oh, mate, you're one off, Jimmy. I'm so sorry about that, champ.
No, that's all right. Good on you, mate.
Well done. Thanks for joining us. You're one of the initial people for Triple M's magnificent trackside at Triple M. Rob, what do you like at slot cars, champion?
Oh, it's been a while since I've played them, but used to play it a lot.
Mate, well, you got up by one. Well done. Congratulations. Now, hold the line. We'll get your details. You make the final of the trackside at Triple M, which could see you off on the trip of a lifetime to Mount Panorama, and you will never forget this, you and your bestie. Hold the line, Rob. More Monday as Triple M rocks the mountain here at trackside with Triple M.
Tickets to motorsport's holy grail. Thanks to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000, October 4 to 7. Tickets at Ticketek.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yes.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Ah, yes. Here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast.
Now, the Emmys, it is such a big thing to have on your resume, winning an Emmy. But, John Michael, the ratings apparently shocking.
Right down in the sewer.
And the doo-doo, yeah.
And the reason being, several reasons. First of all, with streaming and cable and, you know, all these other alternatives, it used to be just shows. It's a bit like the Logies here. It was just shows on the four networks in the United States, and, you know, that was it. But now there are 100 shows, and there are also people starring in those shows that a lot of people have never heard of, right? Mm. And they get Emmy nominations, and the audience looks at it and says, who's that? And that's a problem. So the idea of the Emmys being just, you know, the popular shows as they were, the popular shows of the time, that's gone now because there are so many shows that are not accessible to everybody. I mean, a lot of people subscribe to streaming and subscribe to cable and whatever, but they're not in the numbers that used to watch the network shows. So that's one reason. The second reason is that all these award shows in America have become so political, with these people getting up and doing their rants about, well, in this case, always President Trump, and people are sick of it. I mean, half your people who like him don't watch anymore. I mean, these stupid bloody actors in Hollywood are killing off their audience. Because, you know, it used to be, you wouldn't know years ago who anybody voted for, who anybody liked or whatever. Now they get up and they feel that this is their soapbox to get up and make political speeches, and the audience just turns off. They've done it with that's one of the problems with the Oscars. The same thing.
I think, John Michael, they're just human beings don't like being lectured sometimes. But anyway,
we'll move on. You know, there's a certain, I mean, these people that a lot of you've never heard of, getting up and using the award show as a bully pulpit for their political views. I don't care what they think. Mm. I don't care. I'm not interested in that. Just as someone once said, just shut up and sing. In other words, do your act and leave it alone.
All right,
can't resist getting up and doing their political speeches, and all over America, people are clicking off.
Yeah, that's the ratings show that. Now, let's talk about something more fun. Charlie's Angels, they coming back? Yeah, yes. And John Forsythe used to be the voice of Charlie, wasn't he?
Yeah, yes, and now you've got Patrick Stewart's going to do
Patrick
it.
Stewart, yeah.
He plays Mr. Bosley. Remember, they used to go to Mr. Patrick Stewart, the wonderful Sir Patrick Stewart. Right, he's going to be doing it. They haven't cast anybody yet. Well, they're talking about Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott and Ella Balinska. Now, I know who Kristen Stewart is, but I don't know the others. But anyway, of course, will they be able to pay... replace Farrah Fawcett Majors and Kate Smith and who was the third one? You know.
I know exactly. Cheryl Ladd.
They were gorgeous. Yeah. Do you know, I got the first interview with the Charlie's Angels back in 1976. By accident, I got through a friend who worked at 20th Century Fox where they were filming it. It was a bit of backroom dealing, but because they weren't doing much press, and somehow, because I think they felt sorry for me because I'd come all the way from Australia. Anyway, they couldn't believe it back here at Channel 9. They couldn't believe it that I actually interviewed the Charlie's Angels, right? Right when they were really, really, really hot at the beginning, right? And that was a coup. And you know, poor Farrah's gone, but the other girls are working still and looking pretty good all those years later.
That's right. Cheryl Ladd was the one you were trying to think of.
I think she came. Yeah, Cheryl Ladd. That's right. Yeah. Yes. They were really great. And I love that show.
It was fantastic.
At that time, it was very much of the time, wasn't it?
Yeah. And John Michael, Eric Banner, one of our favourites, he's cast as a baddie in a new series.
He's playing a very bad man who was... on the target of the LA police for many. It's a true story, yes. A true story. And he's Eric's mum. I mean, he lives here, I think, in Australia, just goes over and does a movie or whatever he does, and then you know, comes back again and lives a sort of a normal life in Australia. But he's, you know, a consistently working actor. and in this one, and he can play, he can look very evil. I mean, that's the thing, he was a very funny man. You know, that's how he started off as a comedian,
yeah.
And yet he can play the
a
most
good baddie, yeah.
To people, he's got that wonderful, wonderful way of playing. By the way, talking about evil and sinister people, did you see last night, you can only get it if you've got pay TV, on BBC One, I think it was, Hugh Grant in a show called A Very English Scandal. Hugh Grant, gone from being that, you know, lovely, sort of handsome Cary Grant type light comedian into this evil. It's a true story that's very, but in many ways it's very funny. It's about a man who was the leader of a political party in England, the Liberal Party, nothing to do with the Australian Liberal Party, called Jeremy Thorpe, who wanted a boyfriend bumped off. A guy called Norman Scott. It's a three-parter, and it's absolutely terrific, and it changed everyone's perception of Hugh Grant from being that likeable sort of sunny character to this devious, evil bloke. But it's a very good series, and I think you will get a lot of awards for this.
Good on you, John Michael. Time's beaten us. You have a great week, and we shall talk to you same time next week.
Look forward to it, mate. See you then.
Triple M. Loud birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Congarini and speak with Maureen. G'day, Maureen. How are you going this morning?
Hello.
Hello. You're on, Maureen. Hello. Hello. Are you there,
hi,
over?
How are you going?
I'm good. What are you doing this weekend, Maureen?
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Well, I tell you what, if I give you $1,000, you might be able to kick up your heels a bit, Maureen.
Oh, yeah, I've been on my way up to Cairns to see my sister.
Oh, yeah, well, that'd be great. Yeah, this time of the year in particular would be beautiful. It wouldn't be too hot. All right, Maureen, let's try and give you the 1,000. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
27.
27, all right. Come on, Maureen. 27, 27, 27, 27. Goes past, will it come round? No, the rotten thing lands on the number 13. Can't give you the cash, Maureen, but to end of the month, which is only a matter of days away, we do the draw for the Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and you have a great weekend. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you.
No worries, Maureen, and beautiful Congarini. I bet it looks beautiful there today as well. Now, other birthdays today. Keith Euless from your mates. Keith, have a great day today. Also, whose birthday today? Rachel Innes. Is it Rachel's birthday today? Happy birthday, Rach. Good on you, beauty. Rach and Keith are celebrating their birthdays today with some beauties like Stephen King. How scary are his books? Fair dinkum. Also, Leonard Cohen, Bill Murray, and the great Kevin Rudd, all born on this day, September 21. Marina with the traffic not far away.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
He's got the fair goal. He's got the premiership. Gladiator.
Triple M's golden grand final ticket.
Yeah, only Triple M club members can win. And I tell you what, airfares, accommodation, you get chauffeured to the ground. You're in a boxed area with a five-course meal a waiter will bring you. And unlimited drinks packages. It is just so good. Only Triple M Club members can win. We're getting towards the pointy end. Not a member? Sign up today, triplem.com.au. The Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, no problem with the plane. Just spoke to Trent at the Port Macquarie Airport. He says all good with QF2165, your QantasLink flight. 10 o'clock departure out of port should get you into Sydney around 11:15 for the big finals there, the footy tonight. For tomorrow night, rather, if you're going down for the weekend. And sunny and 21 there today. Currently 13 degrees with a little northwesterly blowing to about 13 kilometres per hour. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and I can tell you, I can't find Christy. We lost her earlier. Anyway, let's go on with it. I can tell you the free lunchtime concerts at the Glasshouse continue today from 12:30 with the F-Sharps. The group originally formed by the Frank family.
of Port Macquarie back in 2009. They do 50s to 80s rock and roll. There'll be Pat on the piano, Greg and Simone on vocals. So it should be quite a nice concert there today. 12:30 at the Glasshouse Forecourt. Also, the information session on starting a CWA branch in Gladstone is on this afternoon at the Heritage Hotel Gladstone, 5:30 for a 6 start. And in Wauchope, the Chamber of Commerce is again focusing on making Wauchope a more motorcycle-friendly town. Now, they're inviting local businesses and riders along tonight to the Wauchope Chamber Bike Night at the Oxley Automotive Repairs Building on Branston Street from 5:30. Now, you'll have updates of what's happening on the Oxley Highway and around Wauchope. Grab a bite to eat and have a chat and chill. Yeah. And, of course, the Archibald Prize continues to be on show at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie. It's fantastic. Had a look with my mum yesterday. The Arndo painting is amazing. That's what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on a corker Friday morning. Strawdy's Brekkie Show for your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler. The boys of summer there, Don Henley, and you'll also hear some great music. My great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club tonight. Damn Hot and Dusty on tonight. And Bestie and Andy. If you get Bestie off the golf course, he's pretty good on the guitar too. Good on you, champion. Port City there. And October is coming. It's a great promotion. And the Port City Bowling Club, very community-minded. You're going to love what we're going to do next month, I can tell you. Now, missed any part of the show today? Just go to my page at Triple M Mid-North Coast on the website and press catch up. It's there. And Monday morning on the show, really can't wait, more of Trackside with Triple M. Someone is going to be off to the super cheap auto Bathurst 1000. It's pretty good, yeah. Also coming up on Monday, John Joyce talks travel. Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update. And, of course, another chance for you to win 1,000 on the wheel. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend, everyone.
You have a treasure that money can't buy.